Greetings. We warmly welcome you to Glorium Technologies Knowledge Hub. Software product development in 7 steps. Whether it's a mobile app, a web-based software, or an enterprise-level solution, the principles of software product development guide the way from ideation to deployment and beyond. Let's look into 7 steps of software product development. Every software has a life cycle, or the stages that a product goes through from its initial conception as an idea to its implementation and distribution. Step 1. Planning. This is the first stage of the software product development process. It is the most critical stage as it determines whether or not to start developing a particular system. During the planning phase, teams define system requirements, project schedules, and define their goals. The stage can also specify any issues pertaining to an existing system and conditions for its improvement. Software development depends mainly on planning. It helps figure out what resources are needed and approximate a time frame, budget, personnel, and any technical aspects for successful project implementation. Lastly, the planning stage outlines potential security concerns, i.e., threats and overall system constraints. Step 2. Requirement analysis. This second stage includes analyzing the system's functional requirements and how they will meet the needs of the users. During the phase, teams should gather and analyze the customer requirements and prepare a software requirement specification, or SRS, document. It contains information about the system with functional requirements. Testing specialists often participate in the discussion to introduce their recommendations and, if necessary, adjust the software product development process. Read more about how to choose a tech stack for your startup. Step 3. Designing. During the design phase, also called the design and architecture phase, programmers and system architects, guided by requirements, develop a high-level system design. Stakeholders and invited prospective customers discuss various technical issues arising during the design process. They determine the project's technologies, team workload, constraints, timeframes, and budget. In the end, the stakeholders select a design solution that best fits their requirements. The approved software product development design determines the list of software components to be developed, interaction with third parties, functional characteristics of the program, the databases used, and much more. Design, as a rule, is enshrined in a separate document, a design specification document, or DSD. At this stage, to simplify the visualization of the design process, so-called notations are used, a schematic expression of the characteristics of the system being developed. The main notations are block diagrams, ER diagrams, UML diagrams, and layouts. For example, a website prototype drawn in Photoshop. Step 4. Development. During software development, the project team needs a dedicated process to organize every development step. Many project management methodologies are used in the software development process, such as Waterfall, Agile itself or Agile subsets, Scrum, and Kanban. Agile is a popular project management and product development approach, particularly prominent in software development. It values adaptability and responsiveness to change, emphasizing continuous improvement, customer feedback, and iterative progress, allowing for high-quality software delivery that aligns with customer needs and market realities. Step 5. Testing. Testers search for bugs in software and compare the system's work, defined during the requirements analysis stage, with what is actually done. During the testing phase, QA engineers discover bugs missed during the SaaS application development process. If they find a defect, the tester draws up a bug report and sends it to the developers. The latter fixes it. Then, QAs repeat the testing procedure. However, in the time it takes to ensure that the problem has been fixed, the fix itself must be checked to ensure that it did not create new problems in the product. If users find some post-release bugs, they report them to the development team. Depending on the severity of the problem, the development team has 2 options: immediately release a fix, the so-called hot fix, or postpone the fix until the next version of the program. Step 6. Deployment. It is almost impossible to complete the deployment stage in one step. Development teams usually divide software product development release into several phases. Each includes adding new features and making updates and fixes to existing ones based on usage analytics and client feedback. After that, you can extend the pool to a larger circle of users until it is accessible to your entire audience. Step 7. Maintenance. This is the final stage of the software product development process. The maintenance stage starts when the project is successfully implemented and installed in the end-user environment. The main idea of this stage is to provide regular support to the system and add any new requirements or necessary updates. This phase ensures that the program is fully functional, improves the software, and updates the system. Software developers should monitor the system and add the latest security measures to protect the program from cybersecurity threats. When does your business need software development outsourcing? 1. When you have limited in-house expertise. 2. When you need to speed up development. 3. When you need a cost reduction. 4. When software development is not your primary function. Globally recognized companies have already effectively used outsourcing as part of their business strategy. Outsourcing allowed GitHub to access global talent and scale rapidly. Getting access to expert talent, cost savings, scalability, or risk mitigation, outsourcing can be a game changer for businesses in their digital transformation journey. How can Glorium help you? We offer services that span the entire software development lifecycle, from concept to deployment. Our experienced software engineers can design and develop custom software solutions to meet your business requirements. We also provide comprehensive mobile app development services, including iOS, Android, and cross-platform. We can partner to develop, launch, and maintain successful software products. Our developers have the expertise to handle all aspects of product development, including planning, development, testing, deployment, and support. Contact us today to get started. Thanks for listening to us. Learn more at gloriumtech.com.